Safe and fun for the whole family. Shine FM teaming up with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Center for Parenting Moments, every Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Okay, so for August, existential psychology. I think I learned a little bit more about that last week. And today it's get out of autopilot by creating space.
That's right. So when we are in a period of self-loss, and if you don't know what that is, please listen to episode 1. We are usually running on autopilot, unconscious of the choices we're making, Mike. And this keeps us in a position of being stuck. Dr. Sarah Kubrick shares that space is what you get when your ingrained routines are disrupted, which is a good thing. So when we get this disruption, space gives us new perspective on problems we're facing and the freedom to address them without old patterns influencing us. Maybe you know how it feels to lose touch with yourself, trying to conform to a role as partner, colleague, friend. But eventually, the biggest problem is we start to believe our own act. But if you have space, you can reflect on how past wounds have shaped you, on what relationships nurture you, and which beliefs are limiting or empowering you. So it may sound obvious, but to make space, you need to declutter. This means letting go of not just physical possessions, but also harmful thought patterns, destructive behaviors, self-limiting beliefs, and comparisons with others. That's what lots of people do in therapy, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Often done in companionship with another. And in doing so, you start to unravel the roles, assumptions, and relationships that have distracted you from your real self. Releasing these will allow your authentic identity, your inner truth, to unfold and guide your actions. This, in turn, leads to us having an easier time building healthy habits, which creates even more space for yourself to show up as God made you.
Sounds so freeing to get rid of all that baggage.
That's right, to declutter and get rid of that baggage is exactly what existential psychology offers.
Awesome. Well, we'll learn a little bit more next week. For now, EckertCenter.com is where you can book an appointment, and you've got an amazing team over there, Kimberly.
I sure do, and I really encourage people to visit our About Us page and read the bios of our team. You can also listen to the full conversation of our podcast on our website. And we have a north and south location, making it easy for Calgarians to find service close to home.
Perfect. EckertCenter.com for all that. ShineFM.com contest page, your chance to win a free initial visit as well. We will wrap up existential psychology in our discussion next Wednesday. Kimberly, have a great day.
You too, Mike.